greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It's a blessing to be gathered here. Thank you, Brother Allen, for your thoughts. And that prayer was a tremendous encouragement and blessing to me. Let's turn in our Bibles to Luke 18. I guess if I was to give a title, I would probably be God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So let's begin reading here in Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, the Son of Man cometh. Shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. In the week, I give tithes of all my possessions, of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So, I was reading in my devotions the other morning, and I came across this passage and something that I was thought and pondered on. It just kind of smote my heart as I looked at this, these two very different hearts we see here. We have the Pharisee and the publican. Where do we find ourselves this morning? We see here in verse 9 that Jesus spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves for their righteousness and despised others. And we see this Pharisee, just his heart and his attitude, his spirit. I don't think any of us would pray a prayer like this, or none of us would say these things, but deep down we have that, we can easily have that spirit or attitude how is it deep down in our hearts? How do we look at others? You know, we're out and about, and we see there's a lot of hurting people. There's people standing along the street with signs, and we see them, and we think, wow, he looks like he could hold a job, or he could, you know, he could fend for himself, and we have an attitude. We look down on him. We look down, and And when it hits closer to home is the brothers and sisters in our own congregation. You know, we without realizing that we can have everyone at a level. You know, there's this brother's, he's here, and we would never say those things, but it's easy to have that in our minds. It just happens. And I just want to, this message is for me this morning. It's so easy to have pride in our lives. You know, Jesus, he never turned anyone away, and he cared and loved for each one. As we look at his life and the people he touched, and God is not a respecter of persons. We see I have that verse in here somewhere, I believe. We'll come across it yet. False humility is pride. You know, we have it figured out. We know how to appear. We know how all the right things to do. You know, you go first, and you do this, and we know all the right actions. You know, we would never come out and pray or say these things that, thankfully, I'm not like him. And sometimes we all know what we're not. We all know that we're not like, we're not this, we're not that. But do we know what we are? And what is our heart posture? Do we look down at others, or are we looking up at our Savior? When we see others, do we see souls that, do we see a soul that will span into eternity, that has a life that will live forever? And everyone that we see. Let's turn to Acts 10, 10:34 to 43. We'll read a few verses there. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. God raised him up. God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people, but unto the witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sins. So here's this verse. God, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. So that is encouraging thought, that we are all equal in God's eyes. He doesn't have that levels that I was speaking of earlier. He looks at everyone the same. No, how can I? I need that in my life. God cares about each one of you, each one of us. You know, we see Jesus said, "Let the children come unto me." Luke 18:15, "And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus said unto them, and said, called unto them and said, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, in no wise enter therein." Jesus never turned anyone away. He always showed love and compassion to everyone. That's a challenge. It's a challenge to us and our busy lives. We have a lot to do, a lot to get done, and there's this person that wants attention, that needs help. And what do we do? You know, we heard a couple weeks ago, Brother Justin had an inspiring opening on "We are just dirt," and he laid that out very, very real, that the things that are in dirt is what we're made of, what they find in us. What do we have to be proud of? What do we have to look down on others about? We are just dirt, just dust. So easily we become puffed up. And I'm speaking to myself. I had to think of Haman this morning. Haman, we know the story. He was to the peak of his reign, of his pride. And boy, everything was just going good. And about then everything came crashing down. And he was a proud man, and he was he was like this verse 9 that says he despised others. He despised Mordecai. And again, we deal with more of a subtle hidden. Hidden pride, we wouldn't say those things or make it known as much. But everything we have was given to us. 1 Corinthians 4:7, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory? If thou hast not received it." Everything we have was given to us. You know, we like to feel, you know, it's good. We work hard, but it's easy to feel accomplished, and we feel like we've done something. But just be careful, because everything we have has been given to us. You know, and everything's humming along in our lives, and we look around and we think, wow, everything's going good. We feel pretty good, you know, and just be careful. Because that's about when everything starts going wrong. Everything comes crashing down. "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." You know, I had to think of we're speaking of our heart posture and our spirit and our attitude. You know, we have the Pharisee here that prayed, thanking God that he's not like all these things, and this publican. And we have the publican who would not so much as lift up his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast. Just that spirit, and just humble. And God, crying out to God, "Be merciful to me, a sinner." And I had to think of, you know, even of our church, and it's easy to have pride, and you know, we I want to bless you all for everything we do for God's kingdom, but let's not let it make us proud. We have You know, we have the kingdom discipleship for youth, for men, for ministers. It's a mission in Bolivia. The fry pie, fish fry, pork chop benefit, prison. We've been doing a little bit with prison ministry. These things are all a blessing, and we praise God, but let's just be careful that we don't allow it to puff us up and get to our heads. You know, we look around and we can look at other churches and think, wow, look at what all our church does. And I just want to put a plug in this morning and lay it before us to let's keep a right heart posture and attitude, because those are all good things, but if our spirit and attitude is wrong, then it does a lot of damage very fast. Are we trusting in ourselves for our righteousness? I want to spend a little time thinking on this publican again. I want to leave us with this is what I want for my life, and I think each of us want it for our lives. This spirit. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We are all sinners. We are all, God has given us power to live above sin. We're thankful for that. But we are all made of the same thing. And may we just keep this in our forefront, that everything we have has been given to us, and what have we that we have not received? We are all made of the same things. What do we have to look down on others about? Let's look up at our Savior and not down on others. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I just want to leave that picture with you. The publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So if we don't allow ourselves to be humbled, God will do it for us, and it will be very humiliating. So I just trust that you all can glean something from these thoughts for my life here, and may we love and appreciate each one, and I in no way this message is for myself. I'm in no way anyway. So may God bless each one of you.